In all of Christian Armenia, there is one mosque, the Iranian Mosque, restored 15 years ago by Iran. The mosque offers classes in Persian and is a must-see for visiting Iranian VIPs, like Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He came to Yerevan 15 months ago to meet with Armenia's president, Serge Sargsyan. The West seeks to isolate Iran, believing its nuclear program is being used to develop nuclear weapons, a charge Iran denies. But Armenia, blockaded by Turkey to the west and by Azerbaijan to the east, is trying to quietly expand trade with its southern neighbor. Analyst Richard Gidegosyan.
Armenia is the only neighbor of Iran where the regime or the government in Iran feels quite comfortable and is actually keen to increase relations. From the Armenian perspective, there's a shared sense of isolation where both Iran and Armenia feel surrounded by either hostile or rival states and feel under blockade or sanctions.
Through a narrow 35-kilometer-wide joint border, Iranian trucks link this small landlocked nation with Iran, a nation with an economy 50 times the size of Armenia's. With the highway slow and often dangerous, Armenians look for alternatives. Iran expert Gohar Iskandarian says a top priority is to extend Armenia's railroad south.
Once Armenia can find investments, we can connect our railway to the Iranian rail network and have access to the Indian Ocean and the Persian Gulf.
6 years ago, Armenians started to heat their homes with gas coming through a new pipeline from Iran. Now, Armenia wants to build an oil pipeline from Iran and two hydroelectric plants on the border. But Iskandarian says sanctions over Iran's nuclear program could block funding for these projects.
This is not only Armenia's choice. It's an issue for the big powers, the United States and Russia.
While sanctions have hurt Iran's economy and cut trade with Armenia, Richard Gidegosyan sees one bright spot.
The Iranian government has actually banned the import of luxury items, which includes laptops, makeup and cosmetic products, to even chocolate. Therefore, it will only encourage the rise or emergence of somewhat of a black market where Iranians coming to Armenia for tourism purposes begin to acquire these now prohibited consumer items.
The ebb and flow between Iranians and Armenians goes back almost 3,000 years to the construction of Yerebuni, a hilltop fortress that gave its name to Yerevan. If modern-day leaders have their way, these two ancient neighbors will continue trading and visiting, paying little heed to the outside world. James Brook, VOA News, Yerevan.